Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vze bechinas goydel hamaylo she'ein lemala mimenu shehu hiskarvus letzadikim uliyareim uksheirim amitim." This is the importance of the thing that there's nothing more important than it, which is to be zecher to come close to tzadikim, to yareim, to people that have yira shamayim, and to ksheirim amitim, to people who are really religious. Why? Ki hatzadikim hu amitim heim moidim lonu b'chol pam oitzrei matnoisav hatoivim shehu yisporach roitzaliten lonu barachmav. It's these tzadikim who have the inside info. They know to be able to describe to a Jew what Hashem is going to give you if you do it right. Sometimes, again, if you don't tell a person, if you can't describe it, if you yourself don't know what it is, how can you sell somebody? You tell a person, "I want you to stay up all night learning Torah." Why? Because Hashem will reward you. If you can't describe the reward, if you don't really know what it's all about, you can't convince somebody else to do it. It's only the true tzaddikim that get close enough to Hashem and that have enough knowledge of Torah that they know what's going on in Gan Eden. They know how to give a person a description where the person will be impressed enough to become very religious, to want to become very religious. Umaydim lanu b'chol eis eich lohochenes atzmeinu lekablam. And these tzaddikim are the ones who are qualified to teach us what preparations are needed to receive those gifts. The noisim lanu eitzois, they give us advice eich lenakois uletar atzmeinu ulevushenu mikol mashenichshalnu adhena. They give us the advice to clean ourselves and purify ourselves and our clothing from all these stains that have gotten onto us, from all the averus and everything. Ki kol tzadik hadoer hu bechinas Moshe. Because every tzadik of every generation represents Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher Hashem Yisborach moidia al yodoy lonu es kol hamaton es toivoy shiroi tzaliten lonu. Whereby Hashem informs the Jewish people through Moshe Rabbeinu about the gift he's going to give them. Note, look in the Gemara. This isn't in some Hasidic Sefer. Look in the Gemara. When the Gemara says that Hashem had this wonderful gift of Shabbos that he wanted to give the Jewish people, what do you need Moshe Rabbeinu for? Hashem needs messengers? Israel, that I have this wonderful gift that I... Why didn't he do it that way? How come he told Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go tell them what this wonderful gift is? Rav Nosson Zal explains now, and he proves it from Sukkim. Hashem uses the tzaddikim to inform Bnei Yisrael regarding these wonderful gifts that he has for us. As the pasuk says, Yoidia drachov lemoshe. Hashem teaches his ways to Moshe Rabbeinu, not to everybody, not to Joe Blow. Not every guy that opens up a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch can say that he knows the Derech Hashem. He know, I don't need anybody to tell me, I'm smart enough myself. It says, Yodiyah Drochav L'Moshe. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk in Tehillim where it says, in the where it says, Asher Tzivo Es Avoyseinu Lohidiyom Livneim. Hashem has instructed our forefathers to inform their children. Not that Hashem spoke to every single individual. Hashem spoke to the ki hatzadik hu emes shebechol doer hu choifer be'erois umayonois chadoshois. Because the tzadikim of every single generation dig up new wells. Mayonois ha'yeshua, new wells of salvation, of yeshuois, she'enom poiskim, wells that are eternal, that are ever, that flow permanently. But even in such a manner, sheyuchal letaher bohem kol hapegumim v'hameluchlochim v'hametoyavim sheboilam, and they prepare such types of mikvahs that the dirtiest, filthiest, most disgusting people in the world can dip in those mikvahs and be purified ulehisrapois bohem and become cured mikol minei chaloim from all kinds of illnesses umachoivois roim and all kinds of terrible pains. Beguf vonefesh, both in body and in soul. Ulehisrachetz, ulehisbasim al yodom b'chol minei reichos toivois, and to be able to clean yourself and perfume yourself in the most beautiful smelling perfumes. Ki Hashem Yisborach moidia darkei tuvoi v'chasodov anefloim latzadik emes. Hashem reveals his derech and his kindness to the tzadikim. Ki hu Yisborach mamshich chasodim chadoshim b'chol dor v'dor. Because Hashem draws new chasodim every single generation. Not the same chasodim that were 1,000 years ago. In every single generation, there's new types of kindness. That lahavdil, there's new inventions, there's electricity, there's this, there's new chesed that Hashem has for every generation. Va'oise chesed chinom b'chol dor v'dor. And Hashem provides even free chesed, free kitchens, in every single generation. Ki afilu b'chol yoim v'yoim nimshochim chasodim chadoshim. It's not just every generation. Every single day, Hashem is bringing forth new, brand new chasodim to the world. Kemo shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Eicha, Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu. It's only with Hashem's out of Hashem's kindness that the Jews haven't been wiped out completely. Ki lo yicholu rachmov. Hashem's kindness never comes to an end. Chadoshim labikorim, rabba munasechod. And it's renewed every morning. Chodosh means brand new. Every single morning there's new chesed. Ukamay shepirish Rashi shom. And as Rashi says over there in Echo, shehachasodim mischachim b'chol boiker. The kindness of Hashem is turned on brand new every single morning. Makolshkein b'chol shavua u'b'chol chodesh u'b'chol shana v'shana. How much more so? Try to imagine how much news Hashem makes every week, and every month, and every year, makolshkein b'chol dor v'dor, and certainly every generation. So it's not enough for a person to learn about the kindness that Hashem did during the time of Avram Avinu and during the time of Achashverosh and this stuff, because sometimes that ain't good enough for 1993. You have to know the chasodim of Hashem in this dor, and that's why you need the tzaddikim of this dor to inform you of the new chesed that Hashem is revealing to the world in this generation. Ki soif kol soif chazdo yizgaber aleinu. Because in the end, Hashem's kindness is going to outshine everything else. Ad sheyovi lanu Moshiach tzidkenu, to the point where Hashem is going to bring us Moshiach, v'yigoleinu mikol hatzorois v'metzukoi shesavalnu. And Hashem is going to redeem us from all the suffering and pain that we've suffered, bifrat be'itim alolu, especially in these times, in today's times. Hamokim irachem. U'bevadai kol shono v'chol yoim shebo meuchor hu koroiv yoisele b'yas Moshiach. Therefore, certainly as we go on in history, every single day that passes, we get one step closer to the coming of Moshiach. V'nimshach olot chesed hagodol shemamshich Moshiach tzidkenu. And the world starts to have drawn upon it some of the chesed that Moshiach tzidkenu is going to open up and reveal to the world. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'oise chesed lemeshichoi. That Hashem has created special chesed for Moshiach. Moshiach's going to have a whole new bag of tricks that nobody ever saw in this world yet. New chasodim. Ach, however, kol elu hachasodim hagdoilim, shehu yisporach roitzel hamshecholenu b'chol eis, all of this fantastic chesed that Hashem wants to draw upon Klal Yisrael at all times, ein mi sheyodea mehem, Kiyim hatzadik oemes. It's only the true tzadikim that know about this. V'chol mi shemekurav elav, and anyone who is zoicha to come close to the true tzadikim, hu moidi aloi rachmo v'tuvoi hagodol adein cheker. The tzadik reveals them and teaches him about the great kindness of Hashem, ashar lidei zeh, where a person learning that, afilu hagerua shebegeruim, even the worst of the worst person, Yochoy Lohochen es Atzmoy, Lekabel Oitzem Atnas Chinam Shaloi, is given enough motivation and enough impetus and enough everything to prepare himself for that fabulous day, for receiving those wonderful gifts from Hashem. The most important thing is, Hu Ha'emuna V'Horotzoin. The most important thing is for a person to believe and for a person to want. I want to be good. Even if I'm not good, even if I make mistakes during the day, even if I do the wrong thing, I want to do the right thing. Sheyeda ho'emes be'emuna shlema almai osi b'hayama. For a person to know and believe 100% in the true purpose, the true reason why we came to this world. Va'oz bevadai yirtze v'yishtoikek tomud lo shuvei lo v'yisporach. And once a person knows that, the person will yearn always to return to Hashem. V'yachtor b'chol koichoi. And the person will dig with every iota of strength that he has lehiskarev la'anoshim ne'monim, to try to come close to trustworthy people, truly religious people, sheyoidim lechazkoi, that have the ability to give him strength and support, uleyatzoi etzois amitiois anachonios, and have the ability to give him good, true advice, kifima shekiblu me'raboisim avdoshim, which they received from their rabbis, ada sher yiske loshuv l'Hashem, till the person will be zoche to do a true tshuva, v'rachameyu, and Hashem will take pity on him, ve'el elokeinu, and come close to Hashem, ki yarbe l'sloyach, because Hashem has a lot of forgiveness. Clear? Look how Rav Nosson Zal took this statement in the Gemara about Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jews about this Matana Toiv of Shabbos, and Rav Nosson Zal is applying it for us to know that the whole concept of Olam Haba is a Matana Toiva. And when it comes to Olam Haba, not every Joe Blow who's going to take out a Gemara, who's going to take out a Shulchan Aruch, is going to be able to know from that alone about what Olam Haba, what the future is all about, and what serving Hashem is all about, to the extent that the person will have the rocket fuel that's needed to get by in this world, to get past all the pitfalls that the Satan puts in front of each and every person, and all the eridos, and all the atzvos, and all the illnesses, and all the lack of parnosa, and all the other troubles that are laid out in this world to mess a person up. It's only the tzaddikim amitim that understand this matona toiva properly. They know about it, and they see through all the sheker in this world, and they're in a position to educate us properly, to know what living in this world is all about, and to give a person the ability to perfect himself and improve himself to the point where he'll be matzliach in getting to Olam Haba. V'chol zeh kolul umerumos b'soif ha'toranal. Rav Nosson Zal says all of this that we're discussing here is included and hinted to at the end of that chapter on Likutei Moran that we're basing this whole thing on. Mashikosav shom, this that Rabbeinu Zal writes, Shekedei lahachnia haklipois shebechol madrega hu al yidei simcha shel mitzvah. Rabbeinu Zal says in that term of Kutim Ran that when a person wants to get to a new level in avodas Hashem, the klipois come out to greet him. And what do they greet him with? They greet him with all kinds of atzus and moreshchoira. They know that in order for a person to get to a level of kedusha, it's got to be simcha. The Gemara says that the shechina will not associate with a person unless the person's in simcha. So now when the person wants to get to a higher level of closeness to the Shekhinah, these klipos throw him a couple of curveballs to try to get him out of simcha. And the only way to knock them out is by the person forcing himself into simcha shel mitzvah. How? Al yidei sheyizkor chazdoi hagodol shezocho lizkarav l'ashem yisborach ulatzadikim kanal. By the person reminding himself, look how lucky I am. Even though I feel now I'm going through a yerida, but imagine how much I need to dance for the fact that I was zeicher to come close to the tzaddik, to be considered to get to first base, to get to home plate, that at least I want to be included in the mechitza of the tzaddik. And if, once I'm in that group, I have to go through ups and downs, so fine. At least I'm in the ballpark. At least I'm within that group. I go through my aliyahs and yeridas. But when a person's in a state of yerida, to be able to be in simcha over the fact that Baruch Hashem, I'm zeicher to be included in this group of religious Jews, and that should hold him. Ki kol mi ayin shom. Look over there in the chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol mi sheroitze logeshe selakodesh. Any Jew that wants to come close to holiness, lehiskarev l'Hashem yisborach l'toyrosoi, he wants to come close to Hashem, and he wants to come close to the Torah, mizgabrim u'mispashtim negdoi b'chol pam ma'oid ma'oid. The other side spreads itself out and goes against him constantly, very, very much. V'chol ma'asheroitzeh lehischazik u'lizgaber, and the more that the person wants to go higher, the more that the person wants to get closer to Hashem and become stronger in religion, mispashtim kenegdoi yoiser v'yoiser. The other side starts fighting also harder and harder against the person. B'bechinas, as it says in that chapter in Likutei Moran, poshtuhu v'loy ayeh letara. It says over there, Rabbeinu Salveh talks about a bed that the Soved Ve'atunah said to Rabbi Shimon Hananya, show us something that isn't worth itself. So Rabbi Shimon Hananya said, fine, I'll show you, bring me a bed. So they brought him a bed. So he took he set up a doorway. The doorway was 2 feet wide. The bed was 4 feet long. So he took the bed and he started trying to bring the bed through the doorway the long way. So he said, it don't fit. You see, it don't fit. What do? Let's break down the whole doorway and then it'll go through. This is an example of mono deloy shavi lechavla. This is an example of something that isn't worth its trouble. Like, you understand? The bed costs $50. The doorway costs $300 to replace, you know, the whole doorway. So it's not worth it. But Rabbeinu Zal over there uses it to refer to poshtu, how the klipos spread out in front of the entranceway. When a person is about to enter into the door of Kedusha, the sotan lays down on the tracks, lays down, spreads himself out in the doorway, and says, over my dead body, you ain't getting through that doorway. No way. Poshtuhu v'loy ayeh letara. They spread out. He spread out the bed, and it couldn't go through the entranceway. Hanemar b'Torah, which is written in that chapter on the Kutaman, shasit rachra v'soton shehem hadimyoinois v'hataivois v'habilbulim v'amenios. This refers to all the evil desires and all the mishigasin and all the confusion that every single Jew experiences. Mispashtim negdoi b'chol pam moid moid. They spread themselves out in front of a person a lot. Ve'enom manichenoisei lichnois l'shari akdusha, and they don't want to allow the person to enter into the gates of holiness. Umachmaseh, and because of this, rabim nichshelu v'noflu. Many Jews end up getting messed up and falling out. Because when they first became balei tshuva, they started coming close to Hashem. Va'osku b'toyrak tzas, and they started learning. They started getting into it. Aval achakach al yidei oitzem ha'hispashtus v'heishtatchus anal shel ha'meniyos v'atayvas v'abulbulim shehishtatchu kenegdo moed b'chol pam. But then afterwards, as a result of seeing all of this stuff spreading, laying itself out in front of the person, all of these obstacles and all his yuridos and melchomos and bizyonos and trouble, aideze to'u ba'atzman. These people end up making a mistake about themselves. Ke'ilu efes tikbachas shom. I can't succeed. I can't become frum. I can't become a tzaddik. V'nisrachku kemoish nisrachku. And they end up leaving. They end up quitting. Because it looks to them like there's no way I'm going to make it, you know, up that mountain. U'be'emes, but Rav Nosson Zal says the fact is, to'u harbe bozeh. They're all wrong. They all made a very big... All of these people that quit along the way because it looked impossible to make it, they were all making mistakes. K'may shomar oz atmor zal, as Rabbeinu Zal said when he gave that shir, and this is the exact words in the Likutei Moran, shebozeh toyim hachasidim harbe. Rabbeinu Zal said that in this item, the chasidim meaning people who want to be extra religious, whether it's balei tshuva or anybody else, this is where they make a big mistake. Ma shesoivrim shehizgabrus hataivos negdom humach ma shenoflu mimadrigosam. They think when they see themselves get hit with this storm of aveiros, of taivos rois and everything, they think, oh, I fell. You see, I fell. And they don't know that it's the exact opposite. See, they think, when they saw that they were being religious and learning and davening, they think they got up to the 30th floor. when they get hit with the blast, the new blast of klipos and taivos, they think they just fell down 5 floors or 10 floors or 35 floors. And they don't know that it's the exact opposite that happened. It's only because you just moved up a floor, you went up to the 31st floor, there's new klipos. There's a whole new battle of taivos and everything that you got to battle to get into that floor. Loi cheinhu. Rabbein Azal said that they're wrong. Adarabah, just the opposite. Machmashetzrichim lalois midarga ladarga, because of the fact that a Jew can't stay in one place. There's no such thing as a Yid saying, I'm frum, and I'm comfortable with my... I'm not looking to become more frum. I'm happy with the way I am. I wear one pair of tzitzis, one pair of tefillin, one pair of underwear. I'm not looking for more. I'm not looking to become anything bigger than that. Because of the fact that a Jew must keep moving, must keep going higher and higher, that's why each time he gets to a new level, he's got to strip away the klipos of that level, and it's a new. And again, when he sees it happen, he thinks this is his old friends coming back. He thinks this is the old tumah. Sure, look at that. I'm falling into the same things I did 5, 10 years ago, and it's not true. It's a different malach. And part of the trick that the Malach plays on him is that the Malach makes himself seem as if he convinces the brother, you thought you became more religious, everything, look, I just got you to do a sin of the same kind of sins that you did 10 years ago, so you see you didn't really get anywhere. You thought you advanced, you thought you're getting somewhere, zero, nothing. Ach ikar ho'eitzel azeh, Rav Nosson Zal says, but the main advice in dealing with this is, she'yazkir es atzmoi b'chol eis, goydel chazdoi v'tuvoi ha'godol sh'ashem izborach, that the person must remind himself at all times of the wonderful kindness of Hashem, v'al yishkach kol gemulav, and the person shouldn't dare allow himself to forget all the favors Hashem did for him, all the wonderful things Hashem did for him. He should remember the great kindness that Hashem did for him. In that Hashem created me a Jew. Baruch Hashem, I'm Jewish. Imagine how lucky I am to be zecher to be a Yid and not a Goy, la'avdil. And Hashem brought me close to those righteous people, the tmimistic people, hayon kemet tzadikei emes, who draw from me tzadikim amitim. And the Jew has to be able to arouse himself simcha for each and every little tiny mitzvah that he was zecher to do in his life up until then. And that'll give the person the energy and the strength that he needs to overcome those klipos that are blocking him from getting to that next level that he's supposed to get to, ve'yavor lovetach aleihem, and he'll pass through them successfully, in peace. Ugeshenedaktik b'divrei Admor Zal shebatoranal, Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look carefully at Rabbeinu Zal's words in that chapter on Likutei Moran, nimtzo, you'll find, shegam eitzah hazois, hu b'chinas eitzah harishoina shekosav shom, This advice that Rabbeinu Zal gave at the end of the chapter in Likutei Moran about the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, about that item, ties in beautifully with the advice that he gives in the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran, where he writes, Shel Hizgaber Neged Aklipo Shebechol Dargo Hu Al Yidei Hizgalus Gedulei Haboirei Shehu Bechinas Hakavonas Shel Hoidu Sheoz Oila Me'asiyah Liyitziro Vooz Maskirin Gedulas Haboirei Ayin Shom. In that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal seemed to be giving two different pieces of advice. In the beginning of the chapter, he discusses klipos and tum and everything, and he says that the way to deal with those klipos is, you have to reveal the gedula of Hashem. That whenever a Jew is zeichet to be megalit, to reveal the greatness of Hashem, that splatters all the klipos. That gets rid of them. Lahavdil, it's like a spray, mosquito spray. You spray this thing and they all run away. When you spray Gedulas Hashem, if you reveal the greatness of Hashem, that gets rid of all the klipos. That's the etzah that Rabbeinu Zal gives in the beginning of the chapter on Likutei Moran, and he brings proof from the Arizal. The Arizal shows that when we say korbonos in shachris, korbonos is a certain level of kedusha. It corresponds to the olam ha'asiyah. When a person says psukei de zimra, they're already in the next world. They're in the world of the angels. That's why the Arizal says we have in between korbonos and psukei de zimra, we have the chapter of hoidu l'Hashem kiru v'shmoi hoidu v'an, which is all praise of Hashem. Because the Arizal says, in order to get past the klipos of the olam ha'yetzirah, you got to bless them with this gedulas Hashem spray, which is this hoidu that gets rid of them. That's what he says over there. At the end of this Torah in Likutei Moharan, he talks about a person going from level to level, and the klipa is coming out to attack him. And there, Rabbeinu Zal says, the only solution, the only way you're going to be able to hold on, is by remembering how lucky you are that Hashem made you a Jew, and how lucky you are for each and every mitzvah that you did, and through the simcha shel mitzvah, the simcha that you'll have, and that you're a Jew, and that you were zecher to do some mitzvahs, you did do some good things in life, that's what'll hold you. These are two things that Rabbeinu Zal says. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show now that it's not two, it's one and the same. This is one concept. Ki kol ma shezoichrim, one second, v'zeu bi'atzmoi b'china so'etza beiz hanal, the first etza about gedula saboire is the same thing as the second etza, d'hainu l'smoyach b'chazvei v'tuvo yagodol yisbora, which is to be happy from Hashem's kindness. Ki kol ma shezoichrin umegalin chazdei v'tuvo yisporach, because the more that a person reveals Hashem's kindness and goodness, nizgale gedulosoi v'tifarto yoser v'yoser, gedulosoi v'tifarto yisporach yoser v'yoser, the more you reveal, the more Hashem reveals more. Ki ikar gedulosoi shel yoser bereishis hu b'chinas hachesed hagodol shewoisim onu b'chol eitzchol dor v'dor. The main greatness of Hashem is the kindness that He does with Am Yisrael in each and every generation. Ki midas hachesed nikra gedula. Rav Nosson Zal shows now that there were two terms used in that term in the Likutei Moharan. Gedula saboire, the greatness of Hashem, and the kindness that Hashem did with you, the chesed. Those two words mean the same thing in Hebrew. Al pi Kabbalah, Gedula and Chesed are synonymous. We say in Vayvortov, L'cho Hashem ha-Gedula v'ha-Gvura v'ha-Tiferes. What's Gedula? Gedula is Chesed. So that when we talk about the greatness of Hashem, how great Hashem is as great as His kindness is. When Hashem made a marble and He wiped out the world, that didn't make Him great. When Hashem blew Sedoim to smithereens, that's not great. That any bozo, Hitler could kill people. You don't need a Hashem to do that. Greatness is the more chesed Hashem shows. The more Hashem is able to show, kaviyochel, that Hashem can rise to higher and higher levels of chesed, that shows how great Hashem is. So that the term Rabbeinu Zal uses in the beginning of the Likutei Moharan of revealing the gedula of Hashem, talking about the greatness of Hashem, and when he talks in the end of the chapter about realizing all the kindness that Hashem has done for you and for the whole Am Yisrael, that's actually one and the same. Because that's the only thing that's Hashem's greatness. Hashem's greatness is measured by Hashem's chesed. V'chol ma shenizgale chazdo yoyser, and the more that Hashem's kindness is revealed, nizgale gedulosu yisporach yoyser. Hashem's greatness is revealed. That's gedula. Alkein, therefore, kishe'odom nisameach esatzmoi b'simchas Yisrael. When a Jew is able to bring himself into simcha by the mere fact that there's zeicher to be Jewish, that there's zeicher that Hashem didn't make me a goy, umazkir esatzmoi chasodov v'nefloisav shosimoi, and the person reminds himself of the chesed that Hashem did with him in all the different mitzvahs that he's gotten to do in life, all the different good things that he was zeicher to do, umamin b'chasodov v'tuvoy agodol, and the Jew believes in Hashem. He believes in Hashem's kindness and goodness. She'adayin yeshloi tikva tomid, that there's still hope for me. Kasher hoidyonu hatzadikim amitim, as the true tzadikim have revealed to us that there's hope for everybody. Aideze nizgale gedula saboyri isboshmon. That's the true revealing of Hashem's greatness. Ki ze ikr gedula soikonal. That's how we measure the greatness of Hashem. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's claim when Hashem wanted to wipe out the Jews when they worshipped Egel Azov. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, what are you going to prove? Big deal. You'll burn 22,000 Yidden. You're going to get kavod from that? When Hashem wiped out 6 million Jews, he got kavod from... Which gives Hashem more kavod? If Hashem will wipe out 6 million Jews? Or if he'll give 6 million Jews the chance to do tshuva? If he'll be makari, 6 million Jews in this generation, in Russia and in America, all of them that are... If he'll bring that, which is going to make Hashem a bigger king? Certainly the other one. And I've heard tzaddikim use this in their hispletidus. I've heard this kind of thing said respectfully to Hashem. Hashem, you wiped out Jews this way. Did it? Even though on one hand that's called Kiddush Hashem, it is Kiddush Hashem, but it doesn't compare to the Kiddush Hashem that's shown when Hashem is Mahapech Midas Adin L'Midas Arachmin. When Hashem is able to overcome the din and turn it into sweetness, that's a bigger Kiddush Hashem in all cases. So that's why when you pray to Hashem for Mashiach to come, or you pray to do tshuva, these things, you have a claim. I'm not just asking for me, Hashem, I'm asking for you. Which is going to make you bigger? If you throw me in the garbage, that's going to make you a bigger king? If I don't learn, you're going to become a bigger king? Or if I do learn, you'll become a bigger king? You'll have an additional customer, an additional servant. Vaydeze machmia umeshaber haklipois shebemadrega shemispashtim kenegdoi. This is what gives a person the ability to smash and lower the klipois that are on the level that he's trying to get to, which have spread themselves out to block him. Vezoicha lebatlom, and the person zoicha to get rid of the klipois. Velovoi lemadrega hashnia, and to get to the next level. Vechein cholpam, and the same thing is true. Every single time a Jew wants to go to a new level, he's got to expect this. He's got to know that just because he made 4 billion sacrifices when he first became a Baal Tshuva, it's not over. That was just the beginning. That was just round one. And if he isn't prepared to take more heat, if he isn't prepared to take the next round of heat, then stay out of the kitchen. Then you made a mistake. You came to the wrong place. Because if a Jew thinks that he's going to become religious and get to a certain level and then put it in park, there is no park in religion. It's either up or down. If a Jew stays in the same place for 2 days in a row, he's going down. Because again, what did it benefit Hashem to have you in the world on Tuesday if you did it all already on Monday? Hashem's paying more electricity, more water, more arnuna, and everything. Again, the longer you stay in an apartment, there's more bills, right? So if you're staying in the apartment and accomplishing nothing, you're wasting Hashem's money, kavyoch, that kind of thing. It's only if a Jew is prepared to grow every day, to go higher and become more religious, and more Yirah Shemayim, and more Torah, and more mitzvah, and better quality davening, and still better quality, then that person's going to encounter all of his gas. That person's going to have to fight on every level, but they'll get somewhere. They'll see that there's a big difference between them and those that stopped at a certain level and made themselves comfortable and retired. Chas v'shalom. Baruch Hashem. That's what this whole discussion was about. The more of a tzaddik a person is, the more he knows. Rav Nosson Zal brought proof from the Gemara that, you know, the fact that if a person challenges you in the street and says, you don't know that there's Gan Eden, so therefore, what are you religious for? That don't prove nothing. If you look in religion, it doesn't say I'm supposed to know. I'm not a tzaddik yet. It says that the tzaddikim do know. You understand? You're right. How do I know? I don't know. But the tzaddik that I'm attached to, I see that he does know. I see he knows. How do I see? Look how happy he is. I've seen him go through Siberia, 6 years in Siberia, and shrug it off like mosquito. I saw other people get buried in Siberia. They couldn't handle 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years. And he was able to go through 6 years and bury all the leaders of Siberia. All of them got buried along the way. And he's still moving. So, one second. So therefore, he's got something in his fuel tank that they don't. It's based on his faith, It's based on his emuna. His emuna is different from mine. And emuna leads to yediyah. Each time a person on each level, there's two things. There's the malach.